This morning I'm at Tripoli's largest children's hospital, having a look around the facility and seeing the situation after the revolution. Our guide this morning, our host, was Dr. Abdul Majid, and he is in charge of the emergency department here at the children's hospital. Tell us about the situation, Doctor. Are children getting the treatment they need? They're getting the drugs they need?
They get the treatment they need, but there is some shortage in the drugs, especially for the chronic cases.
And you were telling us that in a few months it could get worse because of the funding situation as well. Explain that. What are they going to be lacking?
Especially for the anti-epileptic drugs and for the endocrinology cases, especially insulin and growth hormone, and asthma children, they will have a shortage in the inhalers.
We saw upstairs the critical baby unit where the very small children are being treated in a very delicate condition. They're really lacking some essential equipment. Explain what they desperately need up there.
The problem is not that the equipment there now. The problem is that we have a lot of patients, so we cannot cope, or we cannot admit them, all of them, because the resources and the equipment we have, it's limited for a limited number. So we need another equipment to cope with the referral cases.
And specifically in there, the doctor was saying that they were looking for more incubators and more respirators.
Monitors, yes, and more ventilators.
And this time of year, the weather is changing in Libya from the summer, the warm weather, into the cold weather, and that's a challenge for you as well because you get a lot more patients. What are you going to see towards the end of the year in terms of children coming here?
Coming here. We are facing a lot of cases what's upper and lower respiratory tract infections, especially what's called acute bronchiolitis and acute bronchial asthma. And the third, it's a gastroenteritis cases. This is usually in this season, from autumn to the end of winter.
And while you wait, the hospital waits for more money and more resources from the transitional government, you have a message for Libyan doctors who are working overseas. What would you say to them?
I will ask them, they should help us. If they won't need to come back to Libya in this period, they should help us.
Dr. Abdul Majid, thank you very much for your time today at the hospital, and a pleasure talking to you. Shukran jazeera.
Thank you, David. Thank you. Okay.